Hear further from the word of the Lord in the second book of Samuel, chapter 23, a prophecy of the Lord's coming as the morning. And these are the last words of David, the saying of David, the son of Jesse, and the saying of the mighty man raised up above, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the pleasant psalmist of Israel. The Spirit of Yehovah spoke in me, and his statement was on my tongue. The God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spoke to me. A ruler over man must be just, ruling in the fear of God. And he shall be as the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without thick clouds. From the brightness, from the rain, the tender herb springs out of the earth. For is not my house so with God? For he has set an eternal covenant for me, arranged in all things and kept secure. For all my salvation and all my delight, will he not cause it to grow? And Belial, the wicked, shall be as the thorn, all of them made to flee away. For they shall not be taken with the hand, but a man who will touch them must be fully armed with iron and the wood of the spear, and with fire burning up they shall be burnt up in their dwelling. Finally, we read from the last chapter of True Christian Religion, the headings of that chapter. The title is The Consummation of the Age, The Coming of the Lord, and The New Heaven and the New Church. The consummation of the age is the last time of the church, or its end. The present is the last time of the Christian church, which was foretold and described by the Lord in the Gospels and in the Apocalypse. This last time of the Christian church is the very night in which the former churches have come to an end. This night is followed by morning, which is the coming of the Lord. The Lord's coming is not his coming to destroy the visible heaven and the habitable earth, and to create a new heaven and a new earth, as many, from not understanding the spiritual sense of the word, have hitherto supposed. This coming of the Lord, which is his second coming, is taking place in order that the evil may be separated from the good, and that those who have believed and who do believe in him may be saved, and that from them a new angelic heaven and a new church on earth may be formed. And without this, no flesh could be saved. This second coming of the Lord is not a coming in person, but in the Word, which is from him and is himself. This second coming of the Lord is effected by means of a man to whom the Lord has manifested himself in person and whom he has filled with his Spirit, that he may teach the doctrines of the new church from the Lord by means of the Word. This is what is meant in the Apocalypse by the new heaven and the new earth and the new Jerusalem descending from them. This new church is the crown of all the churches that have hitherto existed on the earth. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.